Paul Coburn, keeping us fit and well. For Milpark Physiotherapy, call 9436 9666 or visit milparkphysio.com.au.
I just want to wish you well. I just want to wish you well.
We do. We just want to wish him well. He wants to wish us well. There's a lot of wellness being wished. G'day, Paul Coburn.
How are you, Daniel Harford?
Very well, thank you, sir.
That's good.
What's doing?
I went to Adelaide earlier in the week.
Sorry about that.
And I, at the risk of
SMS
machine melting down,
yeah.
And I am going to say something a bit sacrilegious here.
Well, don't.
I'm going to have to. I have to be honest.
Where are you going with
are
this?
Are they actually more crazy about football than we are in that state?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
I tell you what, it is bordering on pathological.
It's a good question.
Like if I was if I was in charge of putting the conditions into the psychiatric textbook, I reckon they are pretty close to the threshold. Jeez, they're keen.
They're not just,
sorry to Victorians. But
they're
look,
not
I,
just outliers,
I just,
are they? Not just outliers on just, the plot graph.
They really are. They are keen. Yeah.
They are full on.
I had trouble. I was talking about something else. I had a lot of difficulty talking about something else for my work. Because I kept coming back to the... Yeah, but what about the AFL? Yeah, but I'm here to do some other work. You know, I know it's, you know.
They are deeply attached.
Hey,
to
I'm not
football.
I'm not keeping you fit and well this week.
What do you mean?
And I'm not keeping you people out there fit and well this week. I'm going to keep your kids fit and well this week.
Oh, well, it's school holidays. The kids will be listening. That's okay. The kids will be on board.
Oh, yeah, we have got quite a few of the kids listening.
Yeah.
So this will be for you too.
They love half time when they get a chance, the kids.
So we're talking about sports injuries today.
Yes, good.
And the reason we're talking about it is because I've been a bit traumatized the last few weeks.
Why?
With,
you've had to miss
trying to convince kids that they're going to miss a few games of sport. Oh, that's difficult.
So it's hard to get that through their heads that because they're sore and injured, they can't play.
Oh, it's just, it is, it's actually an interesting phenomenon to tell them and they get that glassy eyes look on their face. And I know what they're going to say to their mum or their dad when they get out the clinic. I'm not doing what that bloke says. I can read it on their faces, but it's amazing because they cannot think past this weekend's game of sport. That's a problem
is
for
right?
us. Yeah, it's major pushback. I get major pushback from the kids about we're going to have to cut you back.
Do you address that with the parents when the kids aren't in the room?
Yeah, a bit.
I'm honest about it.
Yeah, I'm honest about it too. I say to them, look, they may not listen to what I'm going to say. Most things they will listen. They'll do what you tell them, but
yeah,
when you
but
say,
if you,
can't
say
play,
you can't play.
Which brings us to the first point about injuries in sport.
What's a kid first?
That's a kid, well, oh, yeah, that's a good point. Under 15.
Okay.
So we should say under 15. The reason we're doing them is their bodies, they're not little athletes. They have different bodies.
Right.
Their bodies are structured differently in terms of the way it deals with forces because it hasn't quite, the bones haven't fused.
Yep.
So they have different weak spots to what we have as adults.
Okay.
And that's important when you're dealing with them because you don't want to think, oh, I had a hammy when I was playing footy. So that's what Jimbo's got.
Right.
It's
Jimbo hasn't got that necessarily.
No, Jimbo under 15 won't have that. Jimbo under 15 is more likely to have pulled the bone off the pelvis. So
ooh.
Ooh, yeah, I know. That's with hammies. So with that's probably we'll just tee off with that. So with kids, it's in this age group. It's a little bit it's actually between 15 and 18 in that age group there where kids complain of what looks like a muscle strain. So they're running along and suddenly something goes ping. They may not have a lot of severe pain. Then once they've got that, it really should be looked at by someone professional because they often can just give the bone a bit of a pull and it needs to be addressed correctly.
So that's in that 15 to 18 bracket?
15 to 18, yeah. 15 to 18 age group. It's probably, there's not a lot of, I mean, there's a few other things you have to be aware of, but that's a fairly common thing.
Yeah.
If it's not managed properly, you can have long-term issues with that sort of thing.
So when you're talking about kids' injuries up to 15 years of age, are you more dealing with structural issues or like bone issues or soft tissue injuries?
You do have soft tissue injuries, but they have a lot of, I think, yeah, what you're getting at is right. They have more bony issues because their skeletal structure hasn't completely fused.
Yeah.
When they get a major force, then that major force, instead of causing a damage to the muscle, it will go through the muscle into the weakest spot, which is where the muscle attaches onto a piece of bone, and then that piece of bone's not fully attached to the main part of the bone.
Right. And that's where the issue lies.
That's where you can get those weak spots.
So what do you do as a physio for that? What do medical practitioners in your field do to combat that?
So with the – well, in terms of if we saw that.
Yeah.
So if you see something like a hamstring, a quad, you do have to get them investigated. Provided they're not, you know, you can do a couple of things to rule it out. And you're reluctant to do too many investigations with kids.
Yeah.
But if they've got something that you're even slightly suspicious of, you get an X-ray to see on whether or not the bone's been pulled away from the pelvis.
Right.
So there's that type which is called an avulsion. There's another type which is not as dramatic, and it's important to distinguish those two, which is it's special words called apophysitis.
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 That might be my new favourite word.
Apophysitis, yes. Apophysitis. So you can get...
What's an apophy?
An apophy is where the apophysis is the piece of bone attached to the muscle tendon that then connects to the main part of the bone.
Right.
It's sort of, you know, it's a little landing site.
Sort of the linkage bit. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's like the roots go into the soil.
Yep.
And if you pull a tree up, it'll pull that soil with it.
Yep.
Well, that soil's actually not quite attached to the earth.
That's true. Yeah. It's attached to the roots.
Yeah.
And to the apophysis.
Yeah, the apophysis. But anyway, you can get apophysitis. And a lot of our listeners will be aware of Osgood Sladders.
Yes.
In fact, half of them have had it. Yeah. Well, three quarters of them have had it.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you're not sure, just reach down below your kneecap to that. There's a piece of bone that should be a little bit flat, but yours is a bit pointy because you play too much sport.
Right.
Yes, you know who you all are.
Yes.
You're feeling that now,
yes.
Going, oh, that's not right.
That's not quite right.
Yeah. So that's kids who play a lot of sport get that. And then there's one in the heel that get a similar thing.
Okay.
So the thing about all of this is I'll come back. Here we go.
We're going good.
We're going good. What I need to say, though, with it is there's two things you can do to manage it yourself. You can put someone through uni, so they've done physio in your family, so then you don't have to take them into the...
That's true.
And I recommend that to most people. To most people, most families have got kids playing sport. That and get a... The other thing is for most families that have got kids playing sport, get a car with a bed because... For the next 15 years, you are living in that car. And again, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yes. There.
On the weekends, that's all they do. They're in that car. And during the week, before school, after school, that car's going all the time. So get yourself a good car.
But why are they getting injured, Cobes? Is it just a result of the more training, more specific training these days, the kids?
Kids, they're definitely, we're seeing a lot more kids' injuries in the clinic. And the thing is about injury is that it's the evil twin of improvement.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, okay.
Injury is the evil twin of improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
upside down what?
The parent is overload. So the cause of improvement is overload. To get improvement, you have to overload the system.
Yep.
You have to overload your body.
I get that.
And
when you do that, sometimes you get injured.
But when you do that, that's also the cause of injury. So these overuse injuries, and these overuse injuries are caused by obviously too much loading. And in this day and age, we've got far better at knowing how to train the body to improve its capacity.
Yeah.
So,
but is that specifically does that specifically apply to kids training as well? To junior athletes, as opposed to perhaps more senior competitions, where there's a bit more science, a bit more time put in.
Well, no, I think the principles of overload. There's certainly a fair overlap between the two.
Yeah.
It does need people managing kids. They need to have a different filter on viewing how the kids are improving, because it's easy to overtrain them, and it's easy not just to overtrain them, but also to get them, you know, disinterested in the sport. So if you're the things that people should be looking for, you know, as to whether or not someone's got something wrong with them and you need to take them to see somebody, is first of all they're complaining of pain, but there's a problem because kids don't really understand pain all that well.
Yep.
They don't localize it well. If they get hip problems, they'll point to their knee.
That's not helpful.
They're good at pointing out pain where they can see blood, but that's not actually usually much of a problem. The real problems are internal things.
Yeah.
The second thing is if they limp. So if you've got if you notice that your child's limping, they may not be complaining of pain. Ignore the fact that they're complaining of pain. You need to sort out why they're limping.
Yep.
But the third thing is a drop in their performance. And either you pick it up as a parent, but oftentimes parents aren't really great at doing that. And it's not because you don't look at your kids enough, but it's because you look at them in a certain way. But the coaches are really important for picking up a change in performance. So coaches intuitively know if there's something wrong with one of their players. Yep. That's their job. Their job is to work out is everyone doing their job and why is Jimbo this week not
quite.
Like
Jimbo's having a rough trot.
Yeah, a bit of
getting a bit of support too off the SMS. Poor Jimbo is a SMS that's come through a few times.
Oh, has he?
Bit of support for Jimbo. 22 past one. Paul Coburn with us from Mill Park Physio, 94369666, millparkphysio.com.au. Talking kids' injuries today. And we're talking under 15s. That's the kids sort of market we're appealing to, talking about today. A lot of people having their say off the SMS. And we're going to get some calls very, very shortly. Very, very shortly, in fact, Michael, so stay with us. But Minty, I think, echoes the sentiments of all the SEN audience. When his SMS came through, I just sat there nodding and going, this is a good man. I think this is representative of the whole audience. For God's sake, get around Jimbo. Let's got to get around him and support him. He's having a rough trial. Your man Jimbo is in a world of pain.
Yeah, he's not having a good day.
So, Minty, we appreciate that. We'll send condolences and your thoughts to his family,
yep,
who's having a rough trial. Poor old Jimbo.
Yeah, it hasn't been good.
Michael's in your Lambie. G'day, Michael.
I took the kids, it'll be a while ago now, almost 6 months ago, maybe longer, to see a podiatrist.
Yeah.
They were complaining about foot issues. Basically, I'm an ultra runner, and they were complaining about sore feet all the time.
Yeah.
And couldn't really narrow it down with all the stuff that I do. Took them to the podiatrist. The podiatrist wanted to put orthotics in them right away. Started talking to me.
How old are they, Michael?
The middle one was 11 at the time, and the older one's 13, now 14.
Yeah.
Still suffering from sore feet. They got tight calves. So I'll just put that on those on the discussion.
Yeah, you've just taken the words out of my mouth. Keep going.
So then, but the podiatrist kept on wanting to talk about Sievers disease, how to get them into orthotics. I don't believe in orthotics. So what's Sievers disease? Because he didn't really want to give me the whole bottle on what Sievers disease is and how that all works.
Okay.
Have
so
we discussed that before? We haven't done, what's it called? Sievers.
Sievers, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sievers. Oh, we mentioned that with Rick Osler the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael, we had a really good chat about this with Rick Osler, who's a podiatrist and at Active Feet, about all this sort of stuff. So you'll be able to track that down. Might be able to listen to that again online at sen.com.au.
But just quickly,
I think you might be able to do
calf stretches. Lots and lots of calf stretches. You've got tight calves, Michael. You're right. And Sievers is just pulling of the bone at the back of the heel. It lasts between, it can last between 2 and 12 months and resolves itself. And don't necessarily have to get him into orthotics straight away, but some kids do well with them. But the thing is, heel raises. $3.50 from the chemist or whatever they are.
Love heel raises.
Stick them in the shoes. Like, they don't cost much. And the worst thing is they don't work. You've got to put them in both shoes, but try that.
Michael, hold on the line. I'm going to get my man at the back to help you with a bit more detail about accessing that chat with Rick Osler. It was a really good chat, and we had a lot of positive feedback from our listeners that a bit like you, might not necessarily believe straight away in orthotics. And Rick prescribes orthotics, and he wasn't all over them all the time, but there's certainly cases where they do apply for your kids. Now, Sam's in Rosanna. G'day, Sam.
G'day, Half. G'day, Cobes. How are you?
Good, Sam.
Had a situation back in November with a 14-and-a-half-year-old son who, in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock in the morning, screaming in pain, saying he had a lot of pain in his arm, and he's not the whinging type. And so we rushed him off to hospital, and they thought he'd popped the shoulder out.
Yep.
And upon doing an X-ray, they found that he had a spiral break in his humerus bone.
What?
Yeah. Now, the kid hadn't fallen out of bed. He hadn't banged against anything. There's no marks on his body at all from an external trauma.
Yeah.
But his arm has just spontaneously snapped.
And Sam, doesn't play tennis or anything like that?
Doesn't do the only activity is clicking his mouse.
So have you had his bone density checked?
We did after a lot of insistence. In fact, my wife continually insisted at the hospital that he was at to do bone density tests, And they were saying that they normally wouldn't do that at kids his age. And we said, well, that's all very nice. We don't really care that you don't do it. We want it done. And when they did, they found everything checked out to be perfectly fine. The bone has mended. Normally, there's a bit of a lump in where the break was because that just basically has filled itself out.
Okay, Sam, can I make a suggestion? What you're describing is something I've never heard of, and I can't... I just cannot understand what's happened there. But what I'd be doing is recommend that you see a private pediatric sports specialist. There's one. Look, I am going to give an
give a name
because I think we've had him before. A guy, there's a I can't think of his name, but he's at Elphington Sports Medicine, but he also works at the Children's.
Not too far from Rosanna, so that's handy.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe try that. But just generally a private pediatric doctor who specialises in sports and see what they've got to say about that. I'm sorry I can't say more. I just cannot for life me work out what's happened there.
Sam, that's an extraordinary state of affairs. Send him our best. That's unbelievable. Fractured, spiral fracture in your sleep of your humerus.
Yeah, of your arm bone. Yeah, upper arm bone.
Upper arm.
Yeah, not
that's
sure there.
Extraordinary. David's in high. G'day, David.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, thanks.
15-year-old complaining of being sore under his heel, of being to get the shoes, the expensive shoes, been to a podiatrist, been to the GP, and I'm sort of getting conflicting advice as to what it is. They're sort of saying plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, he's a bit young, isn't he? Yep.
You know, footy, cricket, it's pretty hard to tell him to actually stop doing anything.
Yeah, no, and you've just, well, look, the trouble is, the bottom line is he's got to cut back something because, like, you're going to spend all this money trying to find out what's going on, but it's going to be loading if he's seen the doctor. Long as he's had all the investigations done, it's going to be related to how much loading. So, and this is not just applicable to you, David. It's to everybody. You have to cut back their training. They've got to dramatically cut back their training and keep a pain diary over, you know, every morning get up, what's my pain out of 10? Is it getting better? To make sure that he's actually responding to it. So you cut back, you know, whatever you can in the first couple of weeks, monitor their response to it, if that's not getting any better, you need to bring it back a bit. But if they're getting better, keep going with that. And with parents, they stop playing if they – sorry, they can actually stop playing through injury, stop playing sport altogether. So it's more important to reduce training than to stop playing games. Like senior footy, you can't train, you can't play. Yep. Junior footy, I reckon you've got to play. That's the thing. So try that. But that's provided you've had all the investigations done. And again, if you're not sure, you've got to see a sports doctor or sports physiotherapist. There's sports physicians or sports doctors in the these days do extra qualifications. They're much more likely to be able to sort these things out.
Good on you, David. Stay on the line. Have a great Easter Monday. Two tickets to the big blockbuster between the Melbourne Storm and the Warriors. 5 p.m. at Amy Park. Tickets still available at melbournestorm.com.au. Dave in Geelong. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good.
That's right. But my daughter's 12. She's had a pretty big growth spurt at the moment, but she's getting a lot of pain in her knee. So we've taken her to see the physio, and they said it is growing pain. They used a word that started with O.
Osgood, Slatters, yep.
Yeah, that's the one there. But she plays a lot of rep netball and in a few different teams as well, and the main competition's about to start up Super in Geelong. And so we've limited her to training a little bit, but I'm just wondering if it's a time frame thing, how long, if she keeps doing stuff now, can it cause damage to a knee while the rest of the sort of body's adapting as well?
Oh, that's actually a very good question, because we do need to tell everybody that Osgood Slatters does not result in long-term injury. The worst thing that can happen is she could have it for 2 years, and that's very rare. But it doesn't result in any long-term injuries, and you won't pull the bone off the end of the knee. And as I say, you know, most of the blokes, to a lesser extent the girls, listening to this show will have all played too much sport as kids. And if they reach down below their kneecap, below the, you know, under the top of their shin bone, they'll find that it's a bit lumpier than it should be because of Osgood Slatters, because it causes extra bone laying down. But you've got to put the hard word on it to cut back. As I said before, cut back a number of sessions a week and then monitor her pain with some sort of diary, because they're very poor at knowing whether they're getting better or not. Not because they're stupid, not because whatever. You can't remember much more than 10 days ago. So if you write down out of 10 what your pain is at its worst, that way you know if it's responding. And look, everyone's got this problem at the moment with their kids with overdoing it. So
have we ever done a segment on growing pains?
No, I don't know if we have. There's a growing pain thing, yeah. Some people don't believe in it. I tell you what, I believe in it.
Do you?
Oh, the kids come in, yeah, tight hammies. If you've got growing pains, quickly, tight behind the backs of their legs, you give them a massage. You can do it yourself. Rub, you know, just give them a sort of a, not too hard, give them a bit of a massage, and then give them a straight leg raise hamstring stretch,
yep,
pretty firmly. And they should respond to that, you know, within one or two goes. If they're not responding, you need to get someone else to look at them.
Cope, so I have no doubt to the people out there listening today and that you've spoken to on the phone are very appreciative of your expertise this afternoon. And they look forward to seeing you and hearing from you again next Thursday on Half Time.
Sensational. Next week, actually, speaking of growing, we're looking at the hip problem. Ooh. And how that's changed in kids. So we've got an orthopedic surgeon, one of the top people in the country. He's going to talk to us about hip development.
All right, we'll do that next week on Halftime Fit and Well. Have a great Easter, Cobes. We'll see you next week.
You too, Half.